Because here's what happens back in the 80s and still to this day. You get a small hit of dopamine of paying for a course. That small hit of dopamine makes you feel good. It's a basic chemical, physiological human reaction. So what do you do with that? You feel good. You feel like you have progressed towards your goal. You might actually take the full course. You might actually bail out. You might do a lot of different things. But the overwhelming majority of people who take those courses don't finish them. And the overwhelming majority of people who finish them don't actually become successful or even get close to it. There is a few people who will do it. And it blows my mind every single time the people who don't finish the course or go through these things and they don't even do the basic research before or during the course on the things that are out there for free on Google. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Higher Standard Podcast, where we give you ultra premium, unfiltered truth when it comes to building your wealth and curating the lifestyle of your dreams. No games, no drama, and no shenanigans. I am your host, Chris Nahibi, and I'm here to help you distill the immense amount of information and disinformation out there on the interwebs and give you the opportunity to choose a higher standard for yourself. There are no gurus here, and no one gives a damn about how wealthy you look. I'm an attorney and a banker, amongst other things. Does that mean you should listen to me? Hell no. This is just full disclosure that while we talk about money, wealth, law, investing, and a lot of related topics, you should always speak to your own advisors for an opinion tailored to your unique investment perspective. I am obligated to tell you that nothing contained in this show is in fact legal or investment advice and is being provided solely for entertainment purposes. So sit back, relax your mind, and get ready for a different kind of podcast where we elevate your baseline in crispy, high-resolution audio. This isn't a different standard. It's the higher standard. Some of my most early memories of my childhood had to do with driving around my mom and dad in the car. I loved cars then. I still love cars now. And I'll never forget seeing the hordes of people that were lining up for seminars at hotels as we passed by and drove by. I even remember a vacation we went on to Hawaii one year. We stayed at this really nice hotel. And in the hotel, there were all these seminars. Everybody was like learning something or doing something related to some weird money-making thing. And as a kid, it got me curious. The older I got, the more I saw those things and I started to think to myself, like, man, like what are these things? And I learned about how these seminars hustle. I got a little older, started reading books on financial stuff, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Matter of fact, the first book I ever read, Multiple Streams of Income by Robert G. Allen. And it blew my mind. Here was a guy who was making allegedly millions of dollars who was selling Mary Kay on the side. And I knew what Mary Kay was. My mama sold Mary Kay. So I was like, wow, this guy's hustling. And it laid the foundation of my mentality of like, look, man, you can do a lot of things and make money over the years. And you should always work on building yourself. You know, life, wealth, it's a journey. You don't get there and go, oh, I'm rich now, I'm going to stop. You keep working. That's what you do. That's what we're humans. So what does this have to do with the 80s and these seminars? Well, it turns out that some of my favorite authors, including those two, they put on seminars. They use the books as a way to hook you in. They offer these seminars, and the seminars were always structured the same way. You come in, the first seminar is not a big deal, right? You sit down, you learn something, you know this author, like, wow, like, I mean, the book was great, right? Like, he could teach me so much if I went to a seminar and I sat down there and I learned, and oh my God, you know, it's so cheap. It's $100 and I get to sit there for the day, or in some cases, they were even free. Learn how to sell real estate, learn how to sell timeshares, learn how to, you know, sell in this multi-level marketing thing, learn, you know, how to Airbnb arbitrage before there was Airbnb arbitrage. It doesn't matter what the topic was, they were there to teach you something. In those days, Robert G. Allen was telling you all about his multiple streams of income. And Rich Dad, Poor Dad's Rob Kiyosaki, a guy I looked up to and read his book, it was life-changing for me in a lot of ways. He was there to teach you stuff too. What most people didn't recognize is those original entry seminars, they weren't really there to teach you anything. You got this bland, like broad perspective on something that you kind of knew but didn't know a whole lot about, and it sounded like it was motivational, and you'd walk away. And if you gave it any cognitive thought, these seminars really just acted as motivation. They hit you with that little tiny bit of dopamine to make you feel like you would progress towards your goal. And right at the end, after getting this motivational content and learning about how you could be a millionaire and how this person changed their life and you can do it too, and there might have been in-person testimonials and all this stuff and all this fanfare, you got hit with the sales pitch. And the sales pitch was, look, I want to teach you how to do this. You guys have been here. You guys have heard a little bit. I appreciate you being here. But I'm going to teach you how to do this. And to do this, it's a next level up. Usually a weekend getaway or a weekend seminar, a broader version of what you went into. But they're going to give you more detail. Don't worry. It's worth the $300 or $400 back then to do it. And the $300 or $400 doesn't sound like a whole lot. You know, you're spending 2 days at a hotel. So Chris, what's with the, you know, what's with the hesitation? Well, that $300 or $400 was really to separate the people that were going to pay from the people who came for some kind of free education or free tchotchkes that may have been given away to get you there. I mean, in the 80s and early 90s, sometimes they gave away stuff to get you in the door. A free TV, a free, you know, buffet, or a free ticket to go here, or, you know, a free book there. And people walked in and ate that stuff up. But they were also getting pitched on that next thing. And that next thing, which costs only a couple $100, that was to separate out the people who were really going to spend and the people who weren't. And as soon as you got there for the second time, that's when shit just went crazy. That's when it went from like this humble, simple experience motivating you to motivating you, prepping you, priming you, and setting you up for the big sale. You would walk in that second day to these crazy ass seminars with these people telling you they could do all these things for you. And in some cases, at the height of the scumbaggery, the crazy shit they would deploy is they would even have a part of the course where they would teach you how to call your credit card companies and get more credit, how to ask for more credit so you could pay this outrageous sum of money on your credit card for the next level up in the course after that 2-day event. It was fucking crazy, but people did it time and time and time again. So much so that this became a prevalent thing that I remember today as somebody who never went to one of these things. I remember seeing how they were everywhere every weekend in Southern California when I was growing up. But Chris, what the fuck are you talking about this for? What does this have to do with today? I'm here to tell you, today is not a whole lot different. No, there's not a whole lot of hotel seminars going on. There's not a lot of scumbag shit going on. Not in front of you. But you know where it's happening? It's happening online. It's happening in front of you every single day, and you don't even realize the power of social media. Social media has allowed the scumbaggery to continue, and it's allowed it to be so much more subtle. No longer do you physically have to go to a building to do it. Instead, you get sold passive aggressively, and in some cases, even aggressively online. So let me break it down to you. Let me help you out. Let me tell you the level of bullshit that we are all falling victim to every single day, and the rise of it is so toxic, I challenge you to go online to any social media platform, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and try not to see one of these fucking people. I guarantee you that's going to be a hard endeavor. As a matter of fact, I don't recall the last time I've gone online and not seen some spam guru, I'm going to teach you how to take over the world shit. And let me foreshadow how the story ends right now, okay? Robert G. Allen, who wrote Multiple Streams of Income, a guy I looked up to, his book had some great fundamental thoughts in it. He filed BK not too long ago. Lost effectively everything. Well, fuck, man, what happened to multiple streams of income? What happened to all that great advice? Well, not so much. Robert G. Allen, you know, had some great advice. I don't know what happened to it. I guess you could say, Chris, that's a fluke. But even one of the most pinnacle people, one of the most well-regarded books in financial and personal development history, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Rob Kiyosaki, a guy that I still think had some very pivotal, you know, key lessons in his story. And I still recommend that book highly to people. He started selling courses too. And there are rumors that he had his own financial difficulties along the way. There's even rumors that some of those stories were made up. Now, I know, look, you can make up stories and it doesn't really matter if the story is made up. You can use it as a way to motivate people. And as long as the intentions are good, it's all good. But why wasn't the book enough? Why do you got to go selling seminars, dude? Like, why do you got to be that guy who takes advantage of this and leverages your personal brand? You could have wrote another book, which he did. You could have stuck with sticking to, you know, your books and using your own investment advice and your own money from those books to build something for you based on the business that you're in. But the key disconnect that we have as consumers is we forget The person telling us this is selling a course, and that is a key part of their business, to keep selling you on courses. Hey man, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was a great book, but you need to do X, Y, and Z. Go to this seminar, go to this retreat, come to my educational, you know, thing, and I'll teach you how to do this in the advanced way. I recognize there are people out there who teach master classes that are very successful. I really do. But that's a broad and different set of circumstances, okay? There are not a lot of people out there selling online courses that are legitimate, who have wisdom and success that you can rely on. And that's the foreshadowing part of this conversation. You go online now, it's such a subtle flex, such a subtle way of pitching you that these people have become successful. The cars are in the background, okay? The house is big. All these things can and are more likely now than ever to be rented. Airbnb is a thing now. Turo is a thing now. Exotic rentals are all over the place. You can't rely on people saying, oh, this is mine. Or they go, oh my God, I lease this vehicle because I can write it off for my business. You've all heard the same rhetoric, the same stories, okay? I personally hate when someone's bio on things like Instagram says self-made millionaire, millionaire by 27. What the fuck does that even mean, man? Millionaire. And we fall for that shit. We get curious. We look. It's got a little diamond next to the word millionaire. I got to check it out. We got to stop falling prey to this shit. But let me tell you how it works, okay? So you go online. You see this stuff. You get curious. You look at someone's profile. And these pictures on their page, on Instagram's feed, that's a living business card. But we don't recognize it that way because originally Instagram started as this is just another form of Facebook. Right before Facebook bought it, and you looked at it and you said, okay, cool, this is this person's life. And you used to have cute photos of their life and places they went, and now it's evolved into this curated form of selling you whatever the fuck it is they're trying to sell you. And I've seen the full gambit of stuff, right? I've seen motivational speakers who can be your life coach, your business coach, your mentor. Yo, man, I got to tell you right now, mentorship only has one true path, okay? They pay you as an employee, and they, as a mentor, have a vested interest in your success. And that's gone back centuries, not decades, centuries. That's the way the master apprentice, the person who had the mastership of the craft, right? If that's even a word, had mastered the craft, learned, passed it down to you. And you, after learning for decades, picked that up, and then you became the next master to teach the next apprentice. And that's the way it worked. And I know that, oh, society and technology has changed. Well, guess what? The evolution of life may have changed the way we learn things, but it sure as hell didn't change the value in wisdom, the value in experience. And if 20-something-year-old tells you, hey, man, I'm a self-made millionaire, let me tell you how I did it. Let me tell you one key problem. The last 13 to 14 years have been one of the most prosperous economies in history. As a matter of fact, there is never, that I'm aware of, been a recessionary economy followed by a prosperous economy of this length of time. They typically last 7 to 10 years. So here we are sitting at 14 years of artificial interest rate deflation, stimulus, an unprecedented pandemic, and none of these people in their adult lifetimes have ever felt what a real recessionary economy feels like. So you're taking the business advice and wisdom from somebody who represents themselves to be a self-made millionaire in their early 20s? In their mid-20s, when they started working, when what? They were 17, 16, maybe? So that's less than 13 or 14 years of work. Of course they don't know what a recessionary economy. They are untested. If I told you to get in a vehicle that had never been in a crash test and said, hey, man, don't worry about that. We'll see what happens when it happens. But for right now, we know the vehicle runs. You would look at me like I was batshit crazy. But yet people are buying courses from these people. Let me teach you how to Amazon dropship. Let me teach you how to Forex trade. Let me tell you how to Airbnb arbitrage. Let me tell you how to real estate wholesale. Let me tell you how to do X, Y, Z. You can fill in the blank with any scam. And I know you know what those scams are because we have all seen them. They are that prevalent. Okay, the world of seminars and going online have collided. And now every single time you go online, they have a marketplace 24/7 to sell you the same hustle they were doing in the 80s in those hotels. And it's still just as visible, if not more visible than ever, except now You get to actually see what's in the parking lot they're driving. Now you get to see where they live at home because they're showing you that, or they're making you believe that's what they have. And I know someone listening to this right now is going to say, well, Chris, Airbnb arbitrage works, or Chris, real estate wholesaling works, or Chris, Forex trading made me a lot of money. Okay, that's all well and good, but that's probably the exception to the rule, because here's what happens back in the 80s and still to this day. You get a small hit of dopamine of paying for a course. That small hit of dopamine makes you feel good. It's a basic chemical, physiological human reaction. So what do you do with that? You feel good. You feel like you have progressed towards your goal. You might actually take the full course. You might actually bail out. You might do a lot of different things. But the overwhelming majority of people who take those courses don't finish them. And the overwhelming majority of people who finish them don't actually become successful or even get close to it. There is a few people who will do it. And it blows my mind every single time, the people who don't finish the course or go through these things, and they don't even do the basic research before or during the course on the things that are out there for free on Google. You want to learn how to Airbnb? You want to learn how to real estate wholesale? Why aren't you going online and Googling that stuff? There are forums. There are things out there that can teach you. And when in the case of real estate, you can go get a real estate license and you can learn about things like, I don't know, real estate finance, real estate appraisal, real estate principles. But instead of doing that, most people would rather pay somebody to tell them how to make money fast. Well, we know that mastering a skill takes time. We know that the master-apprentice relationship took years, decades. And yet here we are trying to cut corners to try to make money as fast as possible because we might need it. And I've heard people to this day telling you to, hey, use your credit card, put it on your credit card. You know, you want to get into real estate, max out your credit cards, pull out some cash, go buy a piece of real estate. That is terrible advice. And yeah, you might know one or two people who say they did that who are successful to this day. And yes, being successful takes risk, but that is still bad advice. And the overwhelming probability is it's not going to work out for you, or it's not going to work out super well. One of the things in the last recessionary economy, back before the Great Recession that we saw visibly, was that flippers, people who were real estate flippers, had a tremendously more difficult time. Right now, according to the National Association of Realtors, the average flipper makes somewhere around the number of $66,000 per transaction. That might sound a lot, but in some areas where, you know, there's been 24-25% increases in value, you know, in just one area in the last year, you can see how value is going the other way if inflation continues to rise. How that could be a problem for such a narrow margin on such an expensive value proposition, right? Buying a piece of real estate is expensive. People are telling you, oh, go use hard money lenders. Well, flipping and hard money lenders, these businesses that are very prominent today, they tend to thrive in prosperous economic times. And they tend to thrive the most at really frothy economies right before the other side of the economic cycle starts to hit. And I'm not telling you that it's coming. I'm just telling you that the time that we are in now is so uncharted, is so unknown, that it's difficult for anybody to tell you what comes next. And me, I'm risk averse when it comes to my basic life. I like to make sure that I have my risk measured and calculated. And if I don't know what I don't know, I take a pause and I think. And I don't think a lot of people are doing that. I think they're worried about missing out, the fear of missing out. So what happens? You go online, somebody sells a course for $100, And you don't want to miss out on the opportunity because you know people around you that are making money. So these same charlatans deploy the same tactic on you. Hey, man, look at these people, and you see it in TikTok. You see it in an Instagram story. Look at these people making money. Ah, Jeff's making money. Bob's making money. Kevin's making money. All these dudes are making money. Yo, but all you got to do is take my course, man. When are you going to do it? But those things can be fakes. You know how easy it is to fake receipts and fake this kind of stuff? All you do is save a document to a PDF. You right-click, and if you have a higher-end version of Adobe PDF, you can literally change numbers in something like that. I'm not telling you because I've done that personally. I'm telling you because I'm in the business of knowing what's true and what's false. And I got to tell you, these days, you really can't rely on stuff like that. The best way to verify if somebody's selling you a course online is somebody you should be listening to is looking at their resume. What can you actually get? Spend some time looking on another social media site called LinkedIn. Is it valid? Is it verifiable? Are they all their own companies? Have they ever worked for somebody else? Is there a track record of continued growth here for decades? I look at someone like Robert G. Allen or even Rob Kiyosaki, these guys who were so pinnacle in these books that were so massive in changing my own perspective, guys I respected because I thought that what they were saying was so just awesome. And in a lot of ways, it still was. It doesn't matter whether they actually lived that life or not. But if you look at the fact that they allegedly lived that life and still had financial difficulties later on, bad times fall on a lot of people. I don't begrudge anybody for that. But if you're telling people how to live your life and you're successful and you planned ahead and you did all the things you said you did in your book, you got to wonder if what they were telling you to do was what they were actually doing. And you layer in some of the stuff that were called out later on with these people telling you things that were true, where their stories made up. And you have to say, well, people were making up stories to sell a book to you, to get you into courses. You have to wonder what's really going on. You know, in a lot of ways on social media, it's been weaponized against us and we don't realize that. It's been weaponized against us because these living business cards are selling us with even the things they're not trying to sell you. A guy standing in front of his house, standing in front of his car, going on wonderful vacations. Those are all sales tactics that are deployed to get you to buy and you don't even know it. We have this fear of missing out on the wealth and we combine that with envy. We envy people's lives. But it's funny when you think about envy as a picture. You envy what you see, but you know that things you see can be very deceiving. We know that girls who wear makeup look very, very differently when they don't have makeup on. We know that guys can Photoshop their images on the way they look physically. And yet we went through a period of time where there was everybody on social media was a fitness influencer. Well, that stopped working so much. And now people are starting to slow down and say, you know what? I don't want to look at these people in their Photoshop bodies on steroids all the time. And yet here we are buying courses at a pace and a clip that I've never seen before. So just the way that Shreds went back in the last 10 or 15 years where it was everywhere, all in your face, I hope all these online gurus selling courses go. Because the internet is just ripe with disinformation and people trying to tell you how to do things and make yourself wealthy as quickly as possible. I don't stand for it. I don't like it. And you shouldn't either. So what I'll say to you is this, and I'm going to end it up and wrap it up. Do your research. Spend the time to master something that you really are passionate about. And you can never go wrong. Don't let these side hustles, these foolish endeavors suck you in. Realize what you're looking at. And before you ever click to purchase anybody's course anytime, make sure you do the research. Make sure you have that money to spend. And make sure it's not available online first. And if you do those three things, I guarantee you, you won't be buying many courses, if any at all. Love having you. Listen to me. I love having you take the time to listen to this whole thing. It's astonishing to think that people will actually care about the rantings of one crazy ass dude. But this is a crazy ass dude who's trying to help you spread positive information. I'm not selling anything. Like, click, follow, subscribe. It means the world to me. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation on the Higher Standard Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe or follow on whatever platform you are listening to this on. If you like this episode, please write a review and share it with us. You're getting the show up and running right now, so every message, every review, and every note counts. This show exists to showcase what's possible when leaders decide to uphold a higher standard for their businesses, their investments, their families, and most importantly, themselves. If you want to see more of my content, I post daily on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, so be sure to follow me on your favorite social media platform. And with that, it is a wrap. And as always, I look forward to hanging with you all on the next episode.